Thank the Lord this morning that we have the privilege to trust in Jesus. I don't want to put my trust in anything else but Jesus this morning. Seems like that our world is placing their trust in people, one of the things I've taken note of recently is how much people are placing their trust in themselves. It's self-help. It's all about what I can do. But you know, we can never truly access the power of God and the grace of God until we recognize it is not within me, but it's in Jesus Christ. Very thankful for that privilege. Desire and interest in your prayers. We look into the Word this morning. The title is very simple. The subject is very simple. I'd like to speak to you this morning about today. Psalms 118, verse 24, it says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made." So a question I'd like to pose to you this morning is, what will you do with today? What will you do with today? Do you realize that what we do with it is our decision? We have a choice to make what we do with our today. When we get up in the morning, or maybe before you get up, you have a decision. Will I get up or will I stay in bed? What will I do with today? Will I get up and work? Will I get up and do my schoolwork? Will I get up and make breakfast and clean the house and go to work and take care of the farm as it might be, the animals? Will I go out and what will I do? Will I go to the office today? What will I do? David said with his day, "This is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice and be glad in it." You know, some people with today, they think it's a time to complain. It's a time to murmur. It's a time to think about the things that aren't like I wish they were. That is a decision that we make. But David made a decision and a recognition first that this is God's day. This today is the Lord's day, isn't it? Today's Sunday. This is what the Scripture talks about being the Lord's day. It's the day that Jesus rose from the dead. It's the day the Holy Spirit came. And it is traditionally and historically the day that the apostles met to worship the Lord. Now, if we meet on Friday and worship the Lord, I believe God is pleased with that. There is nothing sacred about Sunday. This last couple of weeks, I had more than one opportunity to meet with some Seventh-day Adventist folks. And I asked them, I said, "What is today?" And one of them said, "Well, it's Friday." And I said, "Who made today? Who created today?" And they said, "Well, the Lord." And I said, "Then let's live holy today. Because Friday is a holy day to the Lord." They keep the Sabbath. That's Seventh-day Adventists. Saturday is their special day that they say they keep holy. But every day is to be holy unto the Lord. Whether it's the day that we came to service and worship together, or whether it's when you leave service, or whether it's when you get up on Monday morning, people talk about, isn't it, the Monday blues. We have a decision to make what we will do with today. Well, may we rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, there's something special about today because it's the present. Yesterday has come and gone. And there is nothing that we can do today to change yesterday. We can learn from yesterday, but do you know that's a choice we have to make to do today? Will we learn from the lessons of the past? Because if we could learn from the mistakes of yesterday, do you know we would be a lot further along in life if we would learn from the mistakes of yesterday? If we would learn from the mistakes of our fathers and our mothers and our grandparents, if we would learn from their mistakes, we would be further along. But that's a choice that we make today. Are we going to learn from yesterday, or are we going to keep repeating the same mistakes and the same failures? But it is true that we cannot live off the blessings of yesterday either. We can't live. We can look at the past and look at where the Lord has blessed us and the Lord has anointed and the Lord has healed and the Lord has delivered and the Lord gave grace. And I'm thankful for the grace of yesterday, but I need a new blessing today. I cannot live individually or as the people of God. We cannot live off of what God did yesterday. I need something fresh from heaven today in my soul. And that's the reason when Jesus taught us to pray, he said, "Give us this day our daily bread." Because maybe you were really inspired yesterday or last month, but today's a new day, and I need a fresh anointing and blessing from God today. One of the other benefits of today is, while we do have memories of the past, and I will say I tend to be a little sentimental. I like the past. I tend to be a little bit more nostalgic maybe than some people are. But do you know that the memories are good? But there are some memories of the past as well that maybe aren't always so good. Do you know that the Lord does not want us to live on the failures of yesterday either? The Lord wants us to be as Paul when he said over in Philippians 3:13, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do," and what did he do? "Forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." In other words, I don't want to live off of the mistakes and failures and sin of yesterday. All of us here this morning have made mistakes. All of us, I would imagine, all of us have some embarrassing decisions, embarrassing moments, things that we did that we regret and wish we could undo, but we can't undo yesterday. The things that we did, the things that were said, it's in the past. And that's one of the blessings of today. There's a new day. There's a fresh beginning, and I don't have the power to adjust yesterday, but by the grace of God, through our decision as well, we have within our hands the ability to shape today. And the decisions that we make today, do you know they will shape our tomorrows as well? And that's why it's important that we value today. Well, tomorrow is the future, isn't it? It's uncertain. James talked about the future in the 4th chapter of James, and he said, "You know not what shall be on the morrow." You know, whether this or that, you know, you can say, "Well, I'm going to go to the city and I'm going to sell," but he said, "You really don't know." He said, that's why you say, "If the Lord will, I will do such and such." Because our life is like a vapor that appeareth for just a little time and then vanisheth away. So the balance of yesterday, the memories, the learning, the lessons, the failures, the balance of yesterday and the balance of the future plans that we might have, the balance is found in today. Today's the fulcrum, if you will. So what will you do with today? And that's something we need to ask ourselves every single day. What will I do with today? Because today is our time of opportunity. Today is our time to actually do something. Because what you did yesterday isn't what we're doing now. And what you plan to do tomorrow is still not getting done. It's just what you hope to do. You know, you can go home today and say, "Well, tomorrow I'm going to clean the house." And do you know that that doesn't change the condition of the house? "Tomorrow I'm going to start a diet." Why is it it's so easy for us to start diets tomorrow? Am I the only one that has ever been in that vicious cycle of tomorrow? I'm thankful to break out of it sometimes. But do you realize it's tomorrow? There are people that have big plans for tomorrow. "Tomorrow I'm going to start saving. Tomorrow I'm going to start having a budget and I'm going to start putting some away for retirement. Tomorrow." But do you realize that tomorrow does not change any realities for today? Today is the day. What will we do with it? Because everything else, except for today, everything else is just a memory or a plan. But today is when we actually do something. So what about our salvation this morning? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, in the first verse, Paul said, "We then as workers together," 2 Corinthians 6 and 1, "We then as workers together with him beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain." Now, before we talk about salvation, I'd like to speak about the grace of God. Anybody have anything that you need the Lord to give you some victories over in your life? And you look at the past and say, "The Lord helped me there," or it might be, "I failed there, but I need grace, and I sure hope tomorrow is better." Why wait till tomorrow? He said, "Receive not the grace of God in vain." Recently, just very recently, I actually uttered the word. Something came up, and I verbalized, and I said, "I can't do this again." And immediately, the Lord spoke to me and said, "I give more grace." When does he give that grace? Tomorrow? No, he gives it today. And the Lord didn't stop there. All I could hear in my mind when I utter those words, "I can't do this again," I didn't want to do it again, is what it came down to. "He giveth and giveth and giveth more grace." When are we going to get, where are we going to face the challenges of life if we won't receive the grace of God for today? The Lord has more grace for you today. That's the good news this morning. If there are challenges in your life, if there are struggles, if there are people that are giving you a problem, if there are things that you, those mountains that look so hard, do you know the reality is that God has grace for us? And we say, "Well, I experienced a little bit." God gives more and more grace. The things I do, we shake our head at and say, "I just can't do this," or "I can't do it anymore," or "I can't do it any longer." The Lord's saying, "Oh, don't receive my grace of God in vain." Open up your heart and say, "By the grace of God today, I can access that grace." He said, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." When is the day of salvation? It's today. Today is the day. Now is the accepted time. Paul was speaking about the prophecies. The Messiah had been promised. And what he was saying is, it wasn't back then that the Messiah came. Nor do we look for another day for the Messiah to come and bring deliverance. But he said, "Now is the accepted time." This is the day that the Lord came to save us. This is the dispensation of grace. So why shall we wait till tomorrow? You know, this morning, if there are needs in our lives, the Lord wants us to seize the day and say, "Lord, today is the day of salvation." So many people, they're putting off their salvation. There are people this morning that know that they need to be saved. They know that sometime at some juncture in my life, I'm going to need to make some changes. But if we don't accept salvation today, it's going to get harder tomorrow. It's going to be more difficult tomorrow. And that's why when we see needs in our life, let's say today I'm going to come to the Lord. I'm not going to wait till I'm so desperate that I'm locked in. Because what happens is when people put off salvation and they don't accept it today, it gets harder and harder to come to the Lord. Because people that get caught in a cycle of failure begin to lose their faith. It's not that God would not receive them. It's not that God would not save them. But it's people begin to lose their faith in themselves and in God Himself. And it makes it very difficult to come to the place to say, "Lord, I accept forgiveness. I accept your saving grace. Lord, would you forgive me?" Because walls have been erected. Bitterness has come in. And that's the way the enemy works. And that's why he said today. Now is the day of salvation. I want to encourage you this morning, if there are needs in your soul and needs in your life, don't wait till tomorrow. Today is the accepted time. Today is the time that we need to fall on our knees and cry out to God and say, Lord, I need you in my life. And I don't want to say, well, eventually I'm going to get things straightened up. That day may never come. That's why he said today is the accepted time. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 1, he said, remember when? Remember now thy Creator. In the days of thy youth. Why remember now? Because if you don't remember him now, it's going to get more and more difficult. So he said, remember now thy Creator. While the Lord is talking, when the Lord is dealing, when your mind and your body and your spirit is, if you will, still fresh and untainted, remember your Creator then. It's the easiest time to come to the Lord. Lord, help us, because the decisions that we make today will determine the victories or the regrets of tomorrow. Did we get that? The decisions that we are making today are going to determine, to a large extent, the victories or the regrets that we have tomorrow. So may I just put it down where we live personally to each one of us today. Do you want regrets for tomorrow? Do you want to have regrets tomorrow of in your relationships with people, in your relationships with God? Do you want to have regrets tomorrow? Do you know that the time to take care of that is today? It's today. Not putting it off for another time, because the choices that we make right now, even this morning in this service, are going to determine to a large extent what's going to happen in our life tomorrow. Today is very important, very valuable. There is danger in delay. There's danger in not taking today and giving it the value and the credence that we ought to give it. Lord, teach us to number our days, David said. Teach us to number our days. I mentioned savings. Do you know that it's easy for people, young people, when they first maybe get married or they first get a job, they have all of these responsibilities. I've got to take care of this, and trying to get a house and trying to get a car, and it's just not a convenient time to put a dollar away. Tomorrow. Well, then children come, and you know, children are expensive, aren't they? They're expensive. I got an amen. Thank the Lord. Or a yep. Children are expensive, and so it's not convenient then, because it's just like almost everything you bring home, it seems like it's tomorrow. It'll be a more convenient time. And then middle age comes, and you know, you're not quite as satisfied to settle for the inconveniences that you did when you first got married. And so you want things maybe just a little bit nicer, and the nicer you have things, the more expensive they are, and it's just not convenient to save. And then about the time that you think it starts, maybe you can start saving, you start having health problems, and you can't work like you one time could. And then retirement comes, and you sit back and think, what happened? Because I was going to start saving, and I was going to start putting something away tomorrow. But when will we do that? It has to start today. The decisions that we make in life, and I'm not so concerned about the financial side of things. It's important for young folks to get hold of this. But it's more important for young folks to get hold of the spiritual application of this. It's easy to say tomorrow. In your marriage, those that haven't been married real long, or those have been maybe long, don't put it off and say tomorrow we're going to resolve this or take care of this, or I'm going to start putting priority on my marriage relationship. It needs to start today, because time has a way of getting away from us. And then tomorrow comes, and that's our new today. And then we have the regrets of yesterday, and it just seems like we never get around to it, and it's harder and harder. And what happens oftentimes is people end up throwing their hands up. You know, I've been planning to do this for so long, I guess it's just too late. That can take into an account a lot of things. Diet, exercise, savings, your prayer life, your relationships with people, and most of all, our relationship with God. Now is the accepted time, because it gets harder and it gets harder. I want to encourage us this morning, let's use today. Let's take advantage of our day. Relationships. Do you know that the time for reconciliation is now? Because if not now, then when? If there are walls and there are barriers between brothers and sisters and husbands and wives and parents and children and the congregation and church friends and people that used to be friends, and if reconciliation and there are issues that have divided, when is going to be the right time to reconcile? When is going to be the right time to resolve? When is going to be the right time to humble ourselves and say, I'm sorry? When is the time? It's never convenient, but today is the day. Today is the time, because tomorrow may not come. You know how many people have passed out into eternity, gone out into eternity, wishing they would have taken advantage of the day while they had it. I was sharing with someone just this week about, and I've shared it here and I'm not going to take a lot of time with it, but about praying with someone and talking with someone that was on the edge of eternity, and they knew they needed to be saved, but they just couldn't quite say yes because they had put it off. Today after today after today. You get the point? And when it came on their deathbed, their faith was so eroded and so many walls were built up, they acknowledged, I need to be saved, but not yet. And they went out into eternity. The last words they told me were not yet. Last words they ever spoke. It was because they didn't value the todays that God had given them. Separations in relationships. Mom and dad going out into eternity and children saying, I wish I could go and tell mom and dad I was sorry. I wish I could go and tell them that I was wrong. I wish I had one more time to go and sit with them and walk with them and be with them, and let them know, I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. Everything's okay. I love you. Parents wishing a child goes out into eternity, wishing they had another opportunity to go to their children and say, you know what, I made some mistakes. I didn't handle that right, and I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Do you know the time for that is today? It doesn't make everything easy, but it means that the Lord wants us to value the time that He has given us. There's a scripture in John 9, and this takes us to another place for today. Jesus said in John 9, verse 4, I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. What Jesus in that scripture, I think, has been misunderstood and often by people. But what Jesus was talking about is, while I am here in the flesh, He was living. Before I go to the cross and before I go back to heaven, while it is day, because while I'm here, it is day. And this is the time that I can work. And there's going to come a time I'm not going to be here anymore. So I need to do what God wants me to do while I have time and opportunity. So that applies to us as well this morning. While we have the time and while we have the opportunity, let's work while it is day. that over in Ecclesiastes 11, 4, it says, he that observeth the wind will, what? Will not sow. And he that observeth the cloud, regardeth the cloud, shall not reap, because they're looking at circumstances and saying it's not convenient. It's not a good time. So when will we start working for the Lord this morning? We talked a little bit about salvation, a little bit about grace, a little bit about relationships, but what about the work of God? When will we take time to work for God? Yesterday? I can't do anything about yesterday. And I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but what God has given us is today. And we could say it's not convenient right now. Saints, this morning I want to encourage us to take today. Value the time that God has given and say, Lord, I want to work for you. I told them in Kenya, when we had a lot of the children and a lot of parents, we spoke to hundreds of people the last 2 weeks, probably into thousands, I don't know, but hundreds of people we spoke to, and we told many of them at the end of the message, we gave them Bible story books. And I told them, I said, you have a limited amount of time with your children. Now is the time to teach them about the Lord. Every night, I encourage them, read them a Bible story. Pray with your children. It's not convenient. When are we going to witness? When are we going to open up our mouth and get over our embarrassment? When are we going to stop being ashamed to invite someone to service? When will we stop being ashamed to openly declare our belief in God and what the Lord has done when He saved us, that personal testimony? Maybe I can't preach and maybe I can't say it all right, but can I not share my faith with someone, what the Lord means to me? When are we going to do that? Tomorrow? Or can I say, Lord, today? Today is the accepted time. So as we bring the service to a close this morning, the message, when is the time for change? It's today. We can have plans, and they may be noble plans. They may be righteous plans. They may be good plans. But whether it's the temporal things of life, like we've spoken about, diet and exercise and money issues and all the temporal things that we have to deal with every day, the spiritual, our relationships, the work of God, the time for change is now. If any man, Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. When? Daily. That means today. Well, Lord, maybe tomorrow I'll get to it. If you are not getting to it today, we really can't expect to do it tomorrow. When are we going to draw nigh to God? Has the Lord been talking to anybody this week? Has the Lord been talking to anybody here this last month? Is there anyone here this morning that has felt the draw of the Spirit, that there are some things in your life the Lord's been asking you to come closer? Sometimes people can tend to straddle the fence a little bit, as it were, kind of delay making a change, delay making a decision. But the message from the Lord this morning is, today is the day. Today is the time for change. And I just want to leave you with this, that as we stand and sing a song this morning, if the Lord has been talking to you, it might be about a need you have spiritually. It might be about a relationship. It might just be something very personal between you and God that the Lord's been talking to you about. It might be something in your marriage. It might be something in your home. You young folks and you children, it might be you know the Lord has been calling you to something, but you just haven't quite gotten there yet. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day, because if we don't do it today, it's going to be a lot harder tomorrow, and there's going to be a lot more regrets and things to do. So let's stand and sing a song this morning. And I would just like to invite you, if you would like to take some time to talk to the Lord, Let's not put it off, but say, Lord, today I'm going to seize that opportunity because I want to be all that you want me to be. I want to be about my Father's business.